الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون. واتبعوا أحسن ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب بغتة وأنتم لا تشعرون. أن تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين. أو تقول لو أن الله هداني لكنت من المتقين. أو تقول حين ترى العذاب لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين. بلى قد جاءتك آياتي فكذبت بها واستكبرت وكنت من الكافرين. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: ثلاث إذا خرجن لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن آمنت من قبل أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا: طلوع الشمس من مغربها، والدجال، ودابة الأرض. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين غربت الشمس: أتدري أين تذهب هذه؟ قلت: الله ورسوله أعلم. قال: فإنها تذهب حتى تسجد تحت العرش، فتستأذن فيؤذن لها، ويوشك أن تسجد ولا تقبل منها، وتستأذن فلا يؤذن لها، ويقال لها ارجعي من حيث جئت، فتطلع من مغربها. فذلك قوله تعالى: والشمس تجري لمستقر لها. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: مستقرها تحت العرش. وعن حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: اطلع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن نتذاكر، فقال: ما تذكرون؟ قالوا: نذكر الساعة. قال: إنها لن تقوم حتى تروا قبلها 10 آيات. فذكر الدخان والدجال والدابة وطلوع الشمس من مغربها ونزول عيسى ابن مريم ويعجوج وماجوج وثلاثة خسوف: خصف بالمشرق، وخصف بالمغرب، وخصف بجزيرة العرب، وآخر ذلك نار تخرج من اليمن تطرد الناس إلى محشرهم. وفي رواية: النار تخرج من قعر عدن تسوق الناس إلى المحشر. وفي رواية: في العاشرة وريح تلقي الناس في البحر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء اكرام، brothers and elders in Islam, Wallah, all praise belongs to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawaluhu, who has blessed us with this wealth of Iman and has made us the reciters of the Kalima La Ilaha Illallah. By the Qasam of Allah, respected elders, today we know the value of our belongings and our possessions and our degrees and our factories and whatever we possess, respected elders. Sad to say, today we haven't got the value of Iman. The greatest ni'mat and the greatest commodity any person can possess is the ni'mat of Iman. Wallah, this dunya has no value in the eyes of Allah and Allah's Nabi. That is why Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تُسَاوِي عِنَّ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضًا. If this dunya was equivalent to the wing of a mosquito in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah would not give one kafir also a sip of water to drink. But this dunya has no value in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, respected elders. That is why I always mention in my bayan that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed Namrud with one mosquito. When that mosquito went through his nostril, and through that one mosquito, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed such a superpower of that time that was Namrud. Today we are destroying ourselves with something which is not even equivalent to the wing of a mosquito, and that is this dunya. Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba ikram, Wallahi mal faqra akhsha alaykum. Wallahi mal faqra akhsha alaykum. By the qasam of Allah, I don't fear poverty for my sahaba ikram. وَلَكِنَّنِي أَخْشَىٰ أَن تُبْسَطَ عَلَيْكُمُ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا بُسِطَتْ عَلَىٰ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ فَتَنَافَسُوهَا كَمَا تَنَافَسُوهَا فَتُهْلِكَكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ. But I fear that my ummah must be endowed with the riches of this dunya and the attractive things of this dunya and the glitter of this dunya, and they must accumulate and amass the wealth of this dunya, and they must vie and compete with one another in accumulating and amassing more and more. فَتُهْلِكَكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ, that it must destroy you like how it destroyed the people that came prior to you. A Nabi who came as a mercy unto mankind, respected elders, who didn't give his enemy also baddua, Nabi Paak is giving baddua. Ta'isa abdul dinar wa abdul dirham wa abdul qatifa in u'tiya radiya wa in lam yu'ta lam yarda wa fi riwayatin taqita. That Allah, you destroy that person who runs behind this dunya, whose aim, whose object, whose motive, whose speaker, whose target is everything, nothing but this dunya. Oh Allah, you destroy him, oh Allah. Nabi Paak used to make dua, اللهم من آمن بك وشهد أني رسولك فحبب إليه لقاءك وسهل عليه قضاءك وأقلل عليه من الدنيا. Ya Allah, that person who brings iman on you, اللهم من آمن بك وشهد أني رسولك, and he testifies that I am your final Nabi, O Allah. فحبب إليه لقاءك, O Allah, you create in his heart the desire to see you, O Allah. وسهل عليه قضاءك, and when he comes in front of you, you make his hisab easy for him, O Allah. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِكَ, and that person who doesn't bring iman on you, وَلَمْ يُشْهِدْ أَنِّي رَسُولُكَ, and he doesn't testify that I'm your Nabi. وَلَمْ يُشْهِدْ أَنِّي رَسُولُكَ فَلَا تُحَبِّبْ إِلَيْهِ لِقَاءَكَ, فَلَا تُحَبِّبْ إِلَيْهِ لِقَاءَكَ. Oh Allah, you did not create in his heart the desire to meet you. وَلَا تُسَهِّلْ عَلَيْهِ قَضَاءَكَ, and oh Allah, when he comes in front of you, then you make his task, you make his hisab and his account a difficult one, oh Allah. وَأَكْثِرْ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, and oh Allah, you give him excess of this dunya. Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making bad dua, and he's saying, oh Allah, you give him excess of this dunya. And that person who brings iman on you, oh Allah, and he accepts that I'm your final Nabi, aqlil alayhi min ad-dunya, ya Allah, you give him little of this dunya, oh Allah. That is why Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala offered me, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala offered me to convert the mountains, Jibal al-Tihama, Zumurradan, wa Yaqut, that the mountains Allah will convert it for me into gold and silver. Qultu la ya Rabb, I said, no Allah. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asked me, in shi'ta nabiyyan malika, wa in shi'ta nabiyyan abda, qala bal nabiyyan abda, bal nabiyyan abda, bal nabiyyan abda. Allah presented this offer to me, that O Nabi of Allah, we'll make you a Nabi also, and we'll make you a king also, or we make you a Nabi also, and we make you a servant. You have the option, decide. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said three times, Bal Nabiyyan Abda, Bal Nabiyyan Abda, Bal Nabiyyan Abda. Oh Allah, make me a Nabi and a slave, make me a Nabi and a slave, make me a Nabi and a slave. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, Akulu kama akulu al-abd, I eat like how an ordinary slave eats. إن الله لم يأمرني بكنز الدنيا ولا باتباع الشهوات فمن كنز الدنيا يريد بها حياة باقية فإن الحياة بيد الله ألا وإني لا أكنز دينارا ولا درهما ولا أخبأ رزقا لغد أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My Allah did not command me and instruct me to accumulate the things of this dunya. إن الله لم يأمرني بكنز الدنيا ولا باتباع الشهوات, and neither to follow my base desires. فمن كنز الدنيا, whoever accumulates this dunya with this intention and with this hope and with this frame of mind, فَمَنْ كَنَ ذَ دُنْيَا يُرِيدُ بِهَا حَيَاةً بَاقِيَةً, that he will live for long and he'll have a long life, then let him know, فَإِنَّ الْحَيَاةَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ, life is not in wealth, life is not in status, life is not in degree, life is not in bank balances, life is in the hands of Allah. Allah, behold, وَإِنِّي لَا أَكْنِذُ دِينَارٌ وَلَا دِرْهَمًا, I don't even gather one dinar or one dirham, وَلَا أَخْبَأُ رِزْقًا لِغَدٍ, and I don't even keep food in my house for tomorrow. Allahu Akbar. Imam al-Anbiya, Ahmad al-Mujtaba, Muhammad al-Mustafa, Janab al-Madani Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house, respected elders, and there isn't food in that house. This was the simplicity that Nabi Paak sallam loved. One sahabi came to Nabi Paak sallam, oh Nabi of Allah, inni uhibbuk, by the qasam of Allah, I love you. Aapne farmaya, undur ma taqul, zara soch samajh ke baat kar, think and ponder what you are saying. Farmaya, wallahi inni la uhibbuk, qasam Allah ki mujhe aap se bahut muhabbat hai, oh Nabi of Allah, by the qasam of Allah, I love you. Nabi Paak sallam told him, إن كنت صادقا إن كنت صادقا فأعد للفقر تجفافا للفقر أسرع إلى من يحبني من السيل إلى منتهاه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. If you are sincere in this in the statement of yours that you love me, then get ready for poverty, for problems, for difficulties, for adverse conditions, because problems come to that person who loves me like so fast, like how water rolls down from a slope. Likewise, problems and difficulties will come to that sahabi. One day Hazrat Ka'b ibn Ujra radiallahu anhu comes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam
بأبي أنت وأمي يا رسول الله ما لي أراك متغير اللون. Oh Nabi of Allah, what is it? I see your face has turned pale. Nabi Paak said, Oh Kaab, by the qasam of death Allah in whose control is my life, 3 days has passed by, not one grain of food has entered my stomach. So this dunya has no value in the eyes of Allah, my respected elders. The only thing that holds value in the eyes of Allah is this iman. Inna alladhina kafaru thumma matu wa hum kuffar. Inna alladhina kafaru thumma matu wa hum kuffar. Falain yuqbala min ahadihim mil'ul ardi dhahaban walau iftada bih. Ulaika lahum azabun aleem. Wama lahum min nasirin. That when the kuffar will come in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they will say, Ya Allah, equivalent to this world, full of gold, oh Allah, we are ready to give in ransom. Save us from Jahannam. وَإِنْ تَعْدِلْ كُلَّ عَدْلِ اللَّهِ يُؤْخَذْ مِنْهَا أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أُبْسِلُوا بِمَا كَسَبُوا لَهُمْ شَرَابٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٌ وَعَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ. It will be rejected. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah says, my respected elders, the man who hasn't got a job in this dunya, the man who hasn't got status in this dunya, the man that is living hand to mouth, he is not a loser. By the qasam of my Allah, that person who leaves this dunya in the state of kufr, he is a loser. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And who is a successful person? Who is a fortunate person? أَلْكَيِّثُ مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. My Nabi said 1400 years ago, a successful man is that man who prepares for death. Who prepares for the day his eyes will close. The day he'll have to come in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He prepares for that day. This life in this dunya is very short, respected elders. Hazrat Zurara ibn Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I can actually see Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, ka'anni andur ila Aliyin radiallahu anhu. I can actually see Ali radiallahu anhu standing in the mihrab, qabidan ala lihyatihi, holding his beard, yatamalmalu tamalmul as-salim, and he's shaking and shivering as though he has been bitten by a snake, وَيَبْكِي بُكَاءَ الْحَزِينَ, and he's crying as though he's going to great pain and agony, and he's telling this dunya, يَا صَفْرَا, يَا بَيْضَا, غُرِّي, غَيْرِي, O dunya, O gold, O silver, go deceive someone else. غُرِّي, غَيْرِي, kisi aur ko dhoka de, إِلَيَّ تَغَرَّرْتِ, إِلَيَّ تَزَيَّنْتِ, إِلَيَّ تَشَوَّقْتِ, ye mukhtalif riwayaton ke alfaz hai, you came to deceive me, you came to take me away from Allah, you came to mislead me, but بَدَتُكِ الصَّلَاةِ, I have divorced you 3 times, لَا سَبِيلَ لِي إِلَيْكَ, I don't want to touch you, لِلْدُّنْيَا ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ, the dunya only has 3 days, يَوْمٌ مَضَى, one day has passed, مَا بِيَدِكَ شَيْءٍ, what have you achieved out of it? Nothing, respected elders. Let us ponder in the 40 or 50 years of our life, is there something constructive that we have done, that tomorrow if we are lowered in the grave, we can present this to Allah, that Ya Allah, I have done something in this dunya. مَا بِيَدِكَ شَيْءٍ, nothing you have achieved. يَوْمُ غَدٍ, and one is tomorrow to come. كَمْ مِنْ مُسْتَقْبِلٍ لِغَدٍ لَا يُدْرِكُهُ. There were how many people that came in this dunya, that had the tamanna to see tomorrow, before the sun could rise, they went away into the grave. One is the day that you are in today. فَغْتَنِيمُهُ, value it. That is why Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لِلْدُّنْيَا, Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that some are the children, the dunya has children and akhirat has children. فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. Become of the children of akhirat and do not run behind this dunya and do not chase this dunya. Aray muqaddar to tere paas aayegi. That is why Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, مَنْ جَعَلَ الْهُمُومَ هَمَّنْ وَاحِدًا يَعْنِ هَمَّ آخِرَتَهُ كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ مَا أَهَمَّهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ الدُّنْيَا. That person that will make his worries, his concern, his aim, his target, one thing that is akhirat, the day he leaves this dunya, his qabr, his hashar, full sirat, his name amal, he worries about this 24 hours, his worry, his aim, his target is only akhirat, akhirat, akhirat. كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ مَا أَهَمَّهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ الدُّنْيَا. Then Allah takes the responsibility of settling all his problems and difficulties in this dunya. وَمَنْ شَغَلَتْهُ هُمُومَ الدُّنْيَا. And that person who gets engrossed in this dunya and in the problems of this dunya, running behind this dunya and chasing the dunya, لَمْ يُبَالِ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, then Allah is not worried in whichever valley of Jahannam he falls and he is destroyed. Allahu Akbar. That is why my Nabi said, respected elders, a time is going to come, بُعِثْتُ أَنَا وَالسَّاعَةُ كَهَاتَيْنِ, I have been sent with qiyamah like this, made ishara with sabbaba and wusta, the two fingers of Nabi Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is how close Qiyamah is. The difference between the index finger, the short difference, that this is how the difference between me after my coming, the coming of Qiyamah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, اقتربت الساعة, Qiyamah قريب آگئي. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. اسی لئے اللہ تعالیٰ نے قرآن مجید میں اعلان کر دیا اقترب للناس حسابهم. قیامت کا وقت قریب آ گیا, موت کی گھنٹی ابھی بجنے والی ہے اور تم نیند کر رہے ہو. قیامت is close. We are going to leave everything respected elders. We are doing everything for our children. Today we go in our grave, no one is going to assist us. My Nabi said 1400 years ago, اِذَا فَعَلَتْ أُمَّتِي خَمْسَةَ عَشْرَ خَسْلَةً اِذَا فَعَلَتْ أُمَّتِي خَمْسَةَ عَشْرَةَ خَسْلَةً حَلَّ بِهَا الْبَلَا. When my ummah will do 15 things, then they have opened the doors of disasters. Ali radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. The hadith is in Tirmidhi Sharif. اِذَا اتُّخِذَ الْفَيْءُ دِوَلَا وَالْأَمَانَةُ مَغْنَمَا وَالزَّكَاةُ مَغْرَمَا وَتُعُلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ الدِّينِ وَأَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ وَظَهَرَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ وَسَادَ الْقَبِيلَةَ فَاسِقُهُمْ وَكَانَ زَعِيمُ الْقَوْمِ أَرْذَلَهُمْ وَأُكْرِمَ الرَّجُلُ مَخَافَةَ شَرِّهِ وَظَهَرَتِ الْقِينَاتُ وَالْمَعَازِفُ وَشُرِبَتِ الْخُمُورُ وَلَعَنَ آخِرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ أَوَّلَهَا فَارْتَقِبُوا عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ رِيحًا حَمْرَاءَ وَزَلْزَلَةً وَخَسْفًا وَمَسْخًا وَقَذْفًا وَآيَاتٍ تَتَابُعٍ كَنِظَامٍ قُطِعَ سِلْكُهُ فَتَتَابَعَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ إِذَا اتُّخِذَ الْفَيْءُ دِوَلًا. When booty will be taken as private property. وَالْأَمَانَةُ مَغْنَمًا وَالزَّكَاةُ مَغْرَمًا. الله أكبر. This hadith is in front of us, Rose Roshan ki tara, like how the sun is in front of us. Likewise, respected elders, this hadith is in front of us. What my Nabi said 1400 years ago, today we are witnessing it, we are seeing it openly, it is manifest and it's vivid in front of us. A time will come when zakat will be taken as a burden, when the orders of Allah will be taken as a burden, when to give interest and to give different cost and different expenses will become easy, and to take out thousands of rand for our cars and our buildings and our shops will become easy. But to give the 2.5% zakat, to discharge our zakat, will become a burden. That is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُوَ عِندَ اللَّهِ وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُوَ عِندَ اللَّهِ. That interest that you are giving, that it can increase, and you want to multiply your wealth, you want to increase your wealth, فَلَا يَرْبُوْ عِنَّ اللَّهِ. It does not increase by Allah. إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُورِهِمْ نَارًا. They are pulling in their bellies the fire of Jahannam. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And if you will not stop this evil act, then Allah جل جلاله عَمَّ نَوَالُهُ makes mention in the Quran that I announce war with you. The orders of Allah will become a burden. That is why Nabi Paak Sahasam told Hazrat Abu Kahil radiyallahu anhu, اعلم يا أبا كاهل أنه من أدى زكاة ماله عند حلولها كان حقا على الله أن يجعله مع رفقاء الأنبياء. أو أبو كاهل, that person that will discharge his zakah, Allah جل جلاله عم نواله takes the responsibility of resurrecting him on the day of Qiyamah with the martyrs. This will be his daraja. كان حقا على الله أن يجعله مع رفقاء الأنبياء. So the order of Allah of zakat will be taken as a burden. وتعلم لغير الدين. And a man will acquire the knowledge of deen to earn the material gain of this dunya. That is why Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in an hadith, من طلب العلم ليجاري به العلماء أو ليماري به الصفهاء أو يصرف به وجوه الناس إليه أدخله الله النار. That person who will acquire the knowledge of deen to combat the ulama and to challenge the ulama and to attract the attention of people towards him despite of all his knowledge, wallah, Allah will throw him with his knowledge in the depth of Jahannam. أدخله الله النار. Allah Ta'ala save us from such things. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said 1400 years ago, a time will come, people will recite the Quran and they will correct the tajweed of the Quran. يُعَجِّلُونَهُ وَلَا يُؤَجِّلُونَهُ. The idea of reciting the Quran correctly with tajweed, what tajweed will be to get the material gain and to earn money and to get the benefit of this dunya through the kalam of Allah. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Don't use the ayat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to buy things of this dunya. One person mentioned to me one day, says, Maulana, I went to one restaurant because they were delayed with the service, so we ordered food. It sounds like a joke, respected elders, but it is pathetic. So now because they are delayed with the service, there it is written on the counter, Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Verily Allah is with those who have patience. Allahu Akbar, respected elders. These ayat-e kareema were revealed for sahaba ikram who were giving their lives, respected elders, who made their wives widows and made their children orphans, who were giving all their wealth and health in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to console them. Such ayat-e kareema were revealed that don't fear, Allah is with you. Exercise patience. Allah has prepared jannat for you. Innal jannata tahta dhilali suyuf. Innal jannata tahta dhilali suyuf. Jannat is beneath your swords. Today we are using that very same ayat to please that customer because we are delayed with the service. Where the ayat-e kareema, Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اقرأوا القرآن بلحون العرب وأصواتها وإياكم ولحون أهل العشق وأهل الكتاب وسيجيء بعدي قوم يرجعون بالقرآن ترجيع الغناء لا يجاوز حناجرهم مفتونة قلوبهم وقلوب الذين يعجبهم شانهم. People will come and recite the Quran. After me a nation will come and it will not even surpass their throats. لا يجاوز حناجرهم مفتونة قلوبهم. Their hearts will be in fitna, and every such a person that will be attracted by recitation, by their recitation, their hearts will also be in the very same fitna. Allah save us, respected elders. وَأَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَاتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ. And a time will come that a man will be obedient to his wife and disobedient to his mother. A time will come a man will throw his mother one side and go and leave her in the old age homes, and he won't want to know his mother, and he won't have time for his mother, and his wife will mean everything for him, and he'll slog behind his wife, forgetting the ihsanat and the favors of his mother. That is why Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told one sahabi radiallahu anhu, لا تعقن والديك وإن أمراك أن تخرج من أهلك ومالك. Don't ever be disobedient to your parents, even if they tell you to leave your wife and your children. Leave them, but be disobedient to your parents, although your parents will never command you to do such a thing. لا تعقن والديك وإن أمراك أن تخرج من أهلك ومالك. A time will come that a man will be disobedient to his mother and he'll be obedient to his wife. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Abu Kahil radiyallahu anhu, اعلم يا أبا كاهل أنه من بر والدي حيا وميتا كان حقا على الله أن يرضيه يوم القيامة. That person that will be good to his parents, whether they are alive or they left this dunya, Allah will take the responsibility that on the day of Qiyamah such a man will never be displeased. قلت وكيف يبر والديه إذا كان ميتين. قلت وكيف يبر والديه إذا كان ميتين. Oh Nabi of Allah, how can I be good to my parents if they left this dunya? Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أن يستغفر لوالديه. Then he must seek repentance for his parents. Ya Allah, you forgive my parents, O Allah. You elevate the stages in Jannah. وَلَا يَسُبَّ وَالِدَيْ أَحَدٍ فَيَسُبَّ وَالِدَيْهِمَا. And not to speak ill of any person's parents, so that in return they speak ill of your parents. Today, my respected elders, we have forgotten our parents that left this dunya. The day they left this dunya, we were crying and we were mourning. We were very sincere. Today, we have forgotten them. We are sleeping comfortably. We are eating comfortably. We are resting comfortably. We are living in the comfortable homes of our respected elders. What is happening to our parents because of whom we came in this dunya? What is happening to them in the grave? We have forgotten about. My Nabi said 1400 years ago, Al-mayyitu fi qabrihi kal-ghariq, that the person that is lowered in the grave is like a man that is drowning. He is drowning and he's screaming for help. Help me, take me to the shore, take me to the shore. Please assist me. He's asking for help. يَنْتَذِرُوا دَعْوَةً تَلْحَقُهُ مِنْ أَبٍ أَوْ أُمِّنْ. He's waiting that perhaps his children or his relatives or his brothers or his sisters or his neighbors can sit and make dua to him. But we have forgotten them. That is why Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the time will come, وَأَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ. And a man will keep his friend close to him and keep his father remote from him. He'll love to be recognized through his friend and not through his father. Allahu Akbar. He'll forget his father. Today the waqias are in front of us. A man graduates in Oxford University. Now he's Dr. So and so. He comes back. He's graduated. Everyone thinks high of him. His father is that one simple man. Simple libas. He feels embarrassed to tell his friend that that's my father. Why his father is so simple? Yeah, but that certain lawyer is my friend. Why? Because he is Mr. So and so. Allahu Akbar. وَأَطَاعَ وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ. That is why on one occasion, I recall one waqiya, one father, one son, when he was small, he asked his father, oh my father, buy me one yo-yo. Child when he's small. The father does anything to please that child. So he bought. He looked around, he went in all the shops there in the locality, he couldn't find a yo-yo. Anyway, this child got big and he decided to go to England and he wanted to study. And he goes and he studies and he graduates and he comes back. Now when he comes back, everyone comes to the airport to welcome him. Dr. So-and-so came back. And In the midst, the father purchased this yo-yo for him. The father also came at the airport. Thousands of people came to welcome him. After many years, he is returning. After everyone greets him and embraces him, the father manages to get 5 minutes. He says, "Oh, my son, this one present I brought for you. When you go home, you must open it." When the son goes home and he opens this present, wrapped up, he finds there's a yo-yo there. He tells his father, "Acha, aapne meri tohin ki. Oh, my father, you have disgraced me. That is below my caliber. That is below my status. You are undermining my status and my level. I'm not that ordinary son of yours now." Allahu Akbar. Allah reward that father, respected elders. He uttered such a statement. سَيَظِلُّ عِبْرَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا سَيَظِلُّ عِبْرَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. Let us listen attentively. Wallahi, it is an eye-opener for every one of us that are sitting here. The father told him, Oh my son, yesterday's amusement is a means of disgrace for you today. Yesterday you were fascinated with that yo-yo. Today you have been disgraced with the very same thing that you were fascinated about yesterday. Let not your today's amusement, that is your status and your degree and your world, let it not be a means of disgrace for you tomorrow in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. My respected elders, let us not become the target of this statement. What nasihat that father gave. So my Nabi said, وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ. A man will love to be recognized through his son, through his friend, and he will forget about his father. He will forget the rights of his father. He will ignore the rights of his father. Whereas Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, رِضَى الرَّبْ. The pleasure of Allah lies in the pleasure of your father. And the displeasure of Allah lies in the displeasure of your father. Today, how many children are making their parents cry blood, respected elders? The words of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa in front of us, وَظَهَرَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. And Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, people will start raising their voices in the masjid. A open sign of Qiyamah, people will start raising their voices in the masjid. Mishkat Jilla Owal, there is one riwayat. Imam al-Anbiya Ahmad al-Mujtaba, Muhammad al-Mustafa, Janab al-Madini Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ. One time will come, one era will come. يَكُونُ حَدِيثُهُمْ فِي مَسَاجِدِهِمْ فِي أَمْرِ دُنْيَاهُمْ. People will come and discuss their worldly affairs in the masjid. Regarding them, فَلَا تُجَالِسُهُمْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba ikram, don't even come near these people. Don't even sit there. فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ فِيهِمْ حَاجَةٌ. Such people who come to the masjid to discuss worldly affairs, Allah doesn't need them. And the Muhashshi writes, كِنَايَةٌ عَنْ عَدَمِ قُبُولِ طَاعَاتِهِمْ. This is an indication that Allah Pak has rejected their ibadat. People will come and discuss worldly affairs. Who is winning, who is losing? Those kuffar's names will be taken in the house of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Today, what is our condition when we come to the masjid, when we perform our salah? I always mention, today the condition of our namaz is, respected elders, up, down, kiss the ground and back to town. Up, down, kiss the ground and back to town, my respected elders. Bishr Hafi Rahmatullah Alayhi was asked, if a man makes an error in the masjid in salah, then how does he compensate it? What is the talafi of this? He fell, he got offended, and he said, you are trying to tell me that a man is speaking to Allah, is communicating with Allah, and he forgets he's speaking to Allah. How can he make a mistake? It is impossible that we come in front of the president, and we look right and left, and we say, sorry, sir, your majesty, I forgot I was standing in front of you. But we stand in front of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, in front of Khaliqul Kainat, respected Allah, and we think of this dunya, and everything around us, Allahu Akbar. We think of everything other than Allah. Ya Allah. Sahaba ikram, tarahum rukkan sujjadan yabtaghuna fadlan min Allahi wa ridwana. سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. When the time will come, respected elders, when we don't derive pleasure in accumulating wealth of this dunya and in standing behind our counters and in seclusion with our wives and in going out for picnics with our children, when that time will come, when we will derive pleasure, respected elders, in communicating with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then you will see, respected elders, Allah will blow the winds of hidayah to the four corners of this dunya. But today each man derives pleasure, the sportsman in becoming the sportsman of the year, and the businessman for his business to move from 1 to 2 and from 2 to 3. Each person attains pleasure in different things of this dunya. Sad to say, my respected elders, that Nabi Apostle says, the coolness of my eyes is the coolness of my eyes lies in salah. Today we have taken namaz as a burden. By the qasam of Allah, namaz is not there as a burden, but namaz is there to remove every burden. Allahu Akbar. Continuing with the hadith, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَسَادَ الْقَبِيلَةَ فَاسِقُهُمْ وَسَادَ الْقَبِيلَةَ فَاسِقُهُمْ. That the leader of a nation will be that person that violates the orders of Allah, the most evil man in that place, he will become the leader of a nation. Honor, status will not be given to the ulama, those who have the knowledge of deen. Honor and status will be given to those people who violate the orders of Allah, who desert the tariqah of Nabi Pak, who laugh and mock at the tariqah of Nabi Pak. In front of them we will prostrate. Their life we will regard as a successful life. We want our children to imitate them. We want our children to sit in their company as though they got the label of Jannah. Today the children, they want the autograph of this cricket player. My ustad used to say, kya un par koi jannat ka label laga hua hai? If they got any label of jannat, that you are running to get the autograph. I'm not attacking you, I'm not criticizing you, but what is prevailing in society, I cannot conceal it. It is haq, it is prevailing. May Allah give me and all of us the topic to open our eyes. When we come out of the masjid, where does our topic go in our pocket? Why? We feel embarrassed to be recognized as Muslims. We feel ashamed. We feel it below our dignity. Friends, are we ashamed to be Muslims? Wallah, wa in tatawallaw yastabdil qawman ghayrakum. Shawallah, the slightest disinclination, and Allah will snatch this iman, respected elders, and then we will cry blood, and then it will be too late. That is why my Nabi said 1400 years ago, Allahu Akbar, إِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاءُكُمْ شِرَارَكُمْ وَأَغْنِيَاءُكُمْ بُخَلَاءَكُمْ وَأُمُورُكُمْ إِلَى نِسَائِكُمْ فَبَطْنُ الْأَرْضِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ ظَهْرِهَا. When three things prevail in society, إِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاءُكُمْ شِرَارَكُمْ, when your leaders will be the evil among you, وَأَغْنِيَاءُكُمْ بُخَلَاءَكُمْ, and the wealthy among you will start hoarding their wealth and they won't discharge their zakat and charity, وَأُمُورُكُمْ إِلَى نِسَائِكُمْ, and your woman will become in charge of your affairs, فَبَطْنُ الْأَرْضِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ ظَهْرِهَا, then in such a time, it is better to be beneath the earth than above the earth. My Nabi said 1400 years ago, لا تقوم الساعة, لا تقوم الساعة حتى تلحق قبائل من أمتي بالمشركين. Qiyamah cannot come till my followers will start raising shoulders with the mushrikeen and they will start worshipping idols like how the mushrikeen worship idols. سيأتي على الناس زمان لا يبقى من الإسلام إلا اسمه ولا يبقى من القرآن إلا رسمه. A time will come that Islam will only remain by name and the Quran will only remain by phrase. My Nabi said 1400 years ago, Tirmidhi Sharif, the riwayat is there. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La ya'tiyanna ala ummati, kama ata ala bani Israel, hazwanna ali bin ali, hatta in kana minhum man ata ummahu alaniya, lakana fi ummatihi man yasna'u dhalik. That all the fitna and all the problems that came onto Bani Israel will come onto my ummah. Till such a time will come in my ummah that a man will have open relation with his mother. Allahu Akbar. How in Bani Israel, I am quoting the words of my Nabi, respected elders, Hatta in kana minhum man ata ummahu alaniya lakana fi ummatihi man yasna'u dhalik. In my ummah there will be people that will have relation with their mothers. My Nabi said 1400 years ago, a time will come, يُوشِكَ الْأُمَمُ أَن تُدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا تُدَاعَ الْآكِلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَصْعَدِهَا. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. قَالَ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٌ وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُصَاءٌ كَغُصَاءِ السَّيْلِ وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ صُدُورِ عَدُوِّكُمْ الْمَهَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ الْوَهْنَ. قِيلَ وَمَا الْوَهْنُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. قَالَ حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَّةُ الْمَوْتِ. A time will come that my ummah will be made a muscle and they will be attacked from every angle and from every corner. People will laugh at them, people will mock them, people will trample them. Sahaba Ikram said, oh Nabi of Allah, because we'll be few in number. Nabi Sallallahu said, Bal antum yawmaidhin kathir. On that day your figure will be more than what you are today. Walakinnakum ghusaun ka ghusa'is sayl. But you will be like the foam on the riverbank. And one was the iman of Sahaba Ikram. وَلَيَنْزِي عَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ صُدُورِ عَدُوِّكُمُ الْمَحَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ. And Allah will remove the awe of the enemy from your heart. The enemy, no one will fear you. The kuffar won't fear you. وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهَنِ. And Allah will pour wahan in your heart. قِيلَ وَمَا الْوَهْنُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, what is wahan? قَالَ حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَّةُ الْمَوْتِ. You will begin to love this dunya and dislike akhirah. Allahu Akbar. My Nabi said 1400 years ago, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا فَسَقَ شَبَابُكُمْ وَتَغَى نِسَاؤُكُمْ وَتَرَكْتُمْ جِهَادَكُمْ. قَالُوا وَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَكَائِنٌ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. قَالَ وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي مِنْهُ. قَالَ وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ سَيَكُونَ. O Muslims, be careful, beware, behold what will happen to you when your youth will become rebellious, when your youth will become disobedient, when your woman will become rebellious, and you will leave the amr of striving in the path of Allah. Sahaba Ikram said, O Nabi of Allah, will such a time ever come? Huzur ne farmaya, qasam uz zaat ki, jiske qabze qudrat mein meri jaan hai, by the qasam of that Allah, whose control is my life, worse than death will prevail in my ummat. قالوا وما هو يا رسول الله. O Nabi of Allah, what is it? Nabi Pak Sahib said, كيف بكم إذا لم تأمروا بالمعروف ولم تنهوا عن المنكر. What will happen to you, O Muslims, when you will not invite towards good and you will not forbid from evil? What will happen to you? Sahaba Ikram said, وإن ذلك O Nabi of Allah, will such a time ever come? Nabi Sahib said, by the qasam of death, Allah, whose control is my life, worse than that will happen. Sahaba Ikram said, O Nabi of Allah, what is this? Nabi Pak Sahib said, كيف بكم إذا رأيتم المنكر معروفا والمعروف منكرا. O Muslims, what will happen to you when you will regard the orders of Allah and the tariqah of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as backward? When you will see good to be bad and you will see bad to be good? When you will be blind, لا تدركه الأبصار. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. When your spiritual eyes will be blind. When you see a woman walking with parda, then you will say, I don't know what's wrong with our Muslims. But when you will see a woman holding hands with her husband and walking and exposing her body to humanity, then you will say, this is how we must act and this is how our children will be. And when your daughters will be having relations with people in universities, then you will be able to sleep comfortably and you won't shout them and you won't reprimand them. But when one day they will ask you to wear scarf, then you want to pull your face. Oh Muslims, what will happen to you at that time? When Iman's janazah will be out of your life, O Muslims, you will make dua to Allah, Allah will reject your duas, you will ask Allah to assist you, Allah will not assist you. A person will come to the grave, Nabi Pak Sallam said, before Qiyamah the time will come, وَيَتَمَرَّغُ عَلَيْهِ وَيَكُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ مَكَانَ صَاحِبَ هَذَا الْقَبْرِ. A man will be going through so much difficulties, he will say, I wish I was the dweller of this grave, and the reason for this will be, وَلَيْسَ بِإِلَّا الْبَلَىٰ. The problems of this dunya. So much problems and so much hardships will come. That is why it comes in the hadith, إِذَا وُضِعَ السَّيْفُ فِي أُمَّتِي. When the talwar and the sword, when a Muslim will use a sword against a Muslim, when this will start, لَمْ يُرْفَعْ عَنْهُمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Then this sword will continue in my ummah till the day of Qiyamah. It started in the Khilafat of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. Uthman bin Nurayn, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, when he was martyred, my respected elders, today the sword is carrying on among the Muslims, and thousands and billions of Muslims are dying with the hands of the Muslims. And the words of my Nabi, this will continue till the day of Qiyamah. That is why my Nabi said, a time will come, لَا يَدْرِي الْقَاتِلْ فِيمَ قَتَلَ وَلَا الْمَقْتُولْ فِيمَ قُتِلَ. That a man will be murdered, the murderer won't know why he's been murdering, and the person that will be murdered won't know why he's been murdered. كِلَاهُمَا فِي النَّارِ. Both of their abode will be Jahannam. Sahaba Ikram said, O Nabi of Allah, we understand that the murderer will be a Jahannabi, but what fault and what kusur will be of the person that has been murdered? What wrong has he done? Nabi Pak Sallam said, he had the very same intention of murdering that person, it was only that this man was one before him. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Today what is happening to the Muslim Ummat, my respected elders? Wallah, it is the same Quran we are reading that Sahaba Ikram read. It is the same Allah, it is the same Namaz. There is no deficiency in the Quran. The deficiency is in you and I, respected others. وَكَانَ زَعِيمُ الْقَوْمِ أَرْضَلَهُمْ. Continuing with the hadith of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَانَ زَعِيمُ الْقَوْمِ. And the man that will be most disgraced in the eyes of Allah, he will have the most honor. People will look at him with izzat. People will honor him. People will respect him. And the respect of ulama will be out of our lives. My Nabi said 1400 years ago, مَنْ صَافَحَ عَالِمًا فَكَأَنَّمَا صَافَحَنِي وَمَنْ جَالَسَ عَالِمًا فَكَأَنَّمَا جَالَسَنِي وَمَنْ جَالَسَنِي فِي الدُّنْيَا أَجْلَسَهُ اللَّهُ مَعِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That man that will greet the hands of a alim, who will shake hands with the alim, who will embrace the alim. We are speaking of great, great, eminent ulama-i-kiram. It's as though he is greeting me. That person that will sit with the alim is though he is sitting with me. And that person that will sit with me in this dunya, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawalu will make him sit with me on the day of Qiyamah. Today, how much value have we got of that person who has the kalam of Allah in his heart, respected elders? How much do we honor a person who is a hafiz of the Quran? How much do we honor an alim who has the knowledge of Sharia? These people are as though they are there to do our work. And people who have degrees of this dunya, before them we are prostrating, respected elders. The words of my Nabi are so clear in front of me. وَأُكْرِمَ الرَّجُلُ مَخَافَةَ شَرِّهِ And a man will be honored because of the fear that if I don't honor him, if I don't respect him, if I don't do what he tells me, then there's a chance he will attack me. My life is at stake. In other words, a man will not have izzat, he will not earn respect. But a person will be forced to respect him. Allahu Akbar. وَظَهَرَتِ الْقِينَاتُ وَالْمَعَاذِفِ And young girls will start singing. Music will become common and rife. Allahu Akbar. My Nabi said 1400 years ago, الْغِنَاءُ يَنْبُتُ النِّفَاقُ فِي الْقَلْبِ Like how when a man waters his grass and the grass grows and the flowers grows and the tree grows. Likewise, when a person listens to music, hypocrisy grows in his heart. Subconsciously, respected Allah, so much hypocrisy has entered into our hearts. Today, let us ponder how Allah has described the munafiqeen in the Quran. Today, which one of us are exempted from their qualities? All of us are full of their qualities. Nabi Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا The sign of a munafiq, when the time of salah, he becomes reluctant. He becomes reluctant to stand up for namaz. It is difficult for him to leave his commitment and his wife and children and to come forward to the masjid. Sahaba ikram was sitting in the masjid. The adhan was called out. One sahabi started crying. وَحْمَرَّتْ عَيْنَا His eyes became red. وَانْتَفَقَتْ أَوْدَاجُهُ His veins shot out. Sahaba ikram asked him, مَا هَذَا الْجَزَعُ وَمَا هَذَا الْفَزَعُ نَسْمَعُ الْعَذَانُ وَلَكِنْ لَا نَبْكِي What is this crying? Why have you become so hysterical? We also hear the adhan, but we don't cry. He says, Allahu Akbar, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ By the qasam of that Allah whose control is my life, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ النَّاسُ مَا يَقُولُ الْمُؤَذِّنُ مَتْتَرَاحُ وَلَا نَامُ If the people only knew what the muazzin says, neither will they rest nor sleep. Neither will they rest nor sleep. That is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes the sahaba ikram in the Quran Kareem. رِجَالُ لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ رِجَالُ لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ That a man Allah doesn't refer to insan as a physical figure. Allah refers to sahaba ikram as man, rijal, mard. Mard kahe jane ke qabil aur laiq kaun hai sahaba, rijal. La tulhihim tijara, wala bay'un an dhikrillah. That merchandise did not become a barrier in establishing the orders of Allah. These were men, respected elders. So when we stand up for namaz, we are reluctant. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, اتخذوا ايمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله A sign of a munafiqeen, when tashkeel is made to strive in the path of Allah, then they make the qasam false oath, they make it a dhal, they make it a shield. Oh Nabi of Allah, our wife and children, our business, our this, our that. Allahu Akbar. They make this a shield to strive in the path of Allah. To go on a business trip is not a problem. The parents are happy, the children are happy. But to go in the path of Allah, who's going to look after my business? Who's going to look after my wife and children? Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the sign of a hypocrite, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ When he speaks, he lies. How much lies taking place today in our businesses? That is why my Nabi said 1400 years ago, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يَنْتُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فَقَالَ أَبُو ذَرٍّ خَابُوا وَخَسِرُوا مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Nabi SAW said, three people, Allah doesn't want to see them, Allah doesn't want to look at them, and Allah has prepared a severe punishment for them. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said, Nakam or na murad ho, who are they, O Nabi of Allah, who are these three people? Nabi Pak SAW said, Al-Musbil, Wal-Mannan, Wal-Munafiqu sil'atahu bil-halaf al-kadib. Al-Mannan, that person who does a good favor and he boasts about it and he brags about it. Wal-Musbil, and that person who lowers his trousers beneath his ankles. Wal-Munafiqu sil'atahu bil-halaf al-kadib, and that person who will sell his goods and his items. Was false promises and false oaths. Such a person Allah doesn't want to see him. Today, my respected elders, half of our businesses are dependent on lies. That is why Nabi Pak Sallam said, a Muslim can never lie. So look at the signs of hypocrisy entering into our heart. Let it not be respected, Allah, that in the eyes of Allah we are under the impression we are Muslims. And Allah forgive. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, such a great sahabi. He came to Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, sahibu sirri Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the knower of the secrets of Nabi Sallam, and said, oh Hudhayfa, I know Nabi Sallam has listed the name of the hypocrites to you. Mention to me, is Umar's name there or not? Is Umar also regarded as a hypocrite or not? Allahu Akbar. When he was leaving this dunya, look at his darja. His head was in his son's lap. He told his son, move away. And he dropped his head on the floor and he started saying, وَيْلٌ لَكَ يَا عُمَرْ إِلَّمْ يَغْفِرْ لَكَ رَبُّكَ وَيْلٌ لَكَ يَا عُمَرْ إِلَّمْ يَغْفِرْ لَكَ رَبُّكَ اے عمر, تیرے لئے ہلاکت ہو اگر تیرے رب نے تیری معافی کا فیصلہ نہیں فرمایا. If Allah hasn't decided to forgive you, Umar, you are destroyed. إِذَا حَدَّتَ كَذَبَ وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ وَإِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانَ. And when he makes a promise and he makes an agreement, then he goes against his agreement. This is an open sign of a hypocrite. I'm explaining the effects of that music, respected Allah. All the qualities that Allah has described, a munafiq what today, Allah forgive us, those qualities are prevalent in us. And he commits a breach in his trust. There was that zamana, my respected elders, when the youngster went past the masjid and the adhan was being called out, then he off the music. Why? Because the adhan was being called out. When he seen an alim coming or he seen his father coming, he knew that now he must off his music. Today that zamana has come. Allah forgive us. Allah save us. I'm addressing all my youngsters here. I'm speaking from the depth of our heart, respected elders. As a concerned brother, let us open our eyes. Let us make this the turning point of our life. Today the zamana has come. While the adhan is being called out, the youngster goes past the masjid with the music full blast, ready or trying to challenge Allah. Whereas Nabi Pak Sallam says in one hadith, Babul Adhan Kantu Daqaiq, Hasha number 5, the hadith is there. Idha man takallama atna al adhan, man takallama atna al adhan, that person who will speak while the adhan is being called out, khifa alayhi min zawali al iman, there is fear he will leave the dunya as a kafir, there is fear he will lose his iman. That zamana has come, my respected elders. Moving around, today, respected elders, we give our children that money, happy, please the child. Today, we are digging the holes of Jahannam with our own hands, my respected elders. What our children are doing, we are destroying the akhirat with this music, respected elders. So, Nabi Pak Sallam said, music will become common. وَشُرِبَتِ الْخُمُورِ, and people will start consuming liquor. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba Ikram asked Nabi Pak Sallam, وَقَدْ بَيَّنَ اللَّهُ فِيهَا مَا بَيَّنَ. O Nabi of Allah, and they, will the people that will consume liquor, will they be aware of all the punishments that Allah has mentioned? They'll be aware of it, then too they will consume it. Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, يُسَمُّونَهَا بِغَيْرِ إِسْمِهَا فَيَسْتَحِلُّونَهَا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. They will not label liquor as liquor, they will give it a different name, and they will try and legalize it in this way, and then they will consume it with this frame of mind that they are not drinking liquor, whereas they will be drinking liquor. يُسَمُّونَهَا بِغَيْرِ إِسْمِهَا فَيَسْتَحِلُّونَهَا اُسْكُو حَلَىٰ سَمَشْكَرْ پِيَنْگِ. Today, how many of our youth, my respected elders, are consuming liquor and destroying the youth? Sometimes we go, I meet youngsters with so much talent, whole gang going away, that one insulted my girlfriend. So now my life has become restless because he has insulted my girlfriend. Wallahi, that youngster takes that talent and that power and that might that he has given him, and he goes and he makes jihad for the upliftment of the deen of Allah. He will quench the oceans of Jahannam, respected elders, with his tears and the blood that will come out of his body. But today he has given his life because he insulted my girlfriend. Destroying his akhirat, destroying his youth. الشَّبَابُ شُعْبَةٌ مِّنَ الْجُنُونَ الشَّبَابُ شُعْبَةٌ مِّنَ الْجُنُونَ. I met one of my friends one day when I came out of the state. I met him outside, I greeted him. He couldn't recognize me. Many years later, I'm meeting him. He sees me, takes out his earrings. I greet him, Assalamu alaikum, bhai, how are you? Alhamdulillah. Friends, this is the condition, Allah save us. The statement that he makes, Allahu Akbar, if Allah wants to forgive me, he must forgive me. If he doesn't want to forgive me, he doesn't have to forgive me. Na'udhu billah, Allah save us. These are the statements that the youth are making. This is the halat of the ummah, my respected elders. Allahu Akbar. وَلَعَنَ آخِرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةُ وَلَا. And the last portion of this ummah will start cursing the first portion of this ummah. People will start cursing the Sahaba Ikram. Then Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, لو كنت متخذا خليلا غير ربي لاتخذت أبا بكر خليلا. If I had to make anyone a friend besides my Allah, I would have chosen Abu Bakr for my friendship. But because I had made Allah as my friend, so لو كنت متخذا خليلا غير ربي لاتخذت أبا بكر خليلا. I would have made Abu Bakr my friend. One Sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Nabi of Allah, who do you like most? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha. I love Aisha radiallahu anha. Sahaba said, min al-rijal. Oh Nabi of Allah, from amongst the men, who you love most? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abuha. I love Aisha's father, that is Abu Bakr. This was the darja of Sahaba Ikram. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, amma anta ya Abu Bakr. Oh Abu Bakr, you will be the first person to enter into Jannah. When we will enter into Jannah, we will become happy. When Abu Bakr will enter into Jannah, Jannah will become happy, my respected elders. One day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and it was a bright night, respected elders, and the stars were glittering and shining. Aisha radiallahu anha said, oh Nabi of Allah, is anyone of your Sahaba Ikram, good actions can match the stars in the sky today? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without any hesitation and without any reservation, he said, Umar radiallahu anhu. And Aisha radiallahu anha said, what about my father? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innama jami'u hasanati Abi Bakr, innama jami'u hasanati Abi Bakr, ka hasanatin wahidatin min hasanati Umar. All the good actions, innama jami'u hasanati Umar, ka hasanatin wahidatin min hasanati Abi Bakr, aw kama qal. All the good actions of Umar put together is equivalent to one good action of Abu Bakr. Today, respected elders, people are swearing those muqaddas hastiya. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding Umar radiallahu anhu, لو كان بعدي نبيا لكان عمر. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Then wahi came according to his mansha and desire. That prior to Islam, he couldn't shepherd sheep. But when he came into Islam and he took the reins of the Islamic empire, he ruled it with such a grandeur that has never been witnessed in human history. Nabi Pak said regarding Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, ما من نبي إلا وله وزيران من أهل السماء ووزيران من أهل الأرض. Every Nabi has two ministers from the skies and two ministers from the earth. My two ministers from the heavens is Mikael and Jibreel, and my two ministers from this earth is Abu Bakr and Umar. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, أن مدينة العلم وبابها علي. I'm the city of knowledge, and the door to the city is Ali ibn Abi Talib. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ali radiallahu anhu, anta akhi fi dunya wal akhirah. Oh Ali, you are my brother in this world and akhirah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua to Allah before he was leaving this dunya. Allahumma la tumitni hatta turiyani aliyya. Oh Allah, let not me leave this dunya till my eyes meet with the eyes of Ali. Such people, respected elders, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a time will come people will swear my sahaba ikram. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, idha ra'aytumul ladina yasubbuna ashabi faqulu la'natullahi ala sharrikum. When you see people speaking ill of my sahaba, then say, may the curse of Allah descend upon you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one day he was sitting down and he was eating. He said, oh Allah, send the best of makhluk to me. Oh Allah, the best person in your makhluk, send him to me to eat with me. And before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed this jumla, Ali radiallahu anhu came and he sat down there. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Ali radiallahu anhu, awama tarda an yakuna manziluka maqabila manzili fil jannah. Hey Ali, tu is baat se razi nahi ke tera ghar mere ghar ke samne hoga jannat mein? Oh Ali, aren't you pleased that your house will be in front of my house in jannat? When you will open the door of your palace of jannat, then in front of your house will be the palace of Imamul Anbiya Ahmad Mujtaba Muhammad Mustafa Janab Madni Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, Uthman radiallahu anhu, inna li kulli nabiyin rafiqa wa anta rafiqi fil jannah. Oh Uthman, every Nabi will have one friend and you'll be my friend in jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the sahaba ikram and his shun was exposed. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu enters, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves it exposed. Umar radiallahu anhu enters, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves it exposed. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu enters, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes a cloth and he covers it. Sahaba ikram asked, oh Nabi of Allah, Abu Bakr entered, you left it open. But when Umar radiallahu anhu entered, you left it open. But when Uthman radiallahu anhu entered, you closed it. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, should I not feel ashamed of that person? Tastahi minhu al-malaika, that even the malaika in the heavens feel ashamed of him. That was the darja of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, inna li kulli ummatin ameena wa inna ameena hadhi al-umma Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. Every Nabi has one trustworthy person, and the most trustworthy person of my nation is Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Zubair ibn Awam, inna li kulli nabiyin hawariya wa anta hawari. Oh Zubair ibn Awam, every Nabi has one disciple and Nasiran Mukhlisa, one sincere assistant. Hawari, Nasiran Mukhlisa, one sincere assistant. And you are my Hawari, O Zubair ibn Awam. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, told Hazrat, when Hazrat Saad radiallahu ta'ala left the dunya, then Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَقَدْ اِهْتَزَّ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَانِ بِمَوْتِ سَادٍ. On the demise of Saad, the arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the heavens started shaking. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding Talha ibn Ubaidullah, man sarrahu ay yandur ila ash-shahid yamshi ala wajhi al-ard, that person who desires to see a martyr walking on the surface of this earth, then tell him to look at Talha ibn Ubaidullah. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, arhamu ummati bi ummati Abu Bakr, the person that has the most love for my ummati is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Wa ashadduhum fi amri Allahi Umar, and the person that is the most firm on the orders of Allah in my ummati is Umar radiallahu anhu. Wa asdaquhum haya Uthman, and the person with the most of haya and modesty is Uthman radiallahu anhu. Wa aqdahum Ali, and the person with the best of decision in judge and in faisla is Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Wa aqrahum Ubay ibn Ka'b, and the greatest qari of my ummah is Ubay ibn Ka'b. These were the titles that Nabi Pak sallam gave them, but Nabi sallam said a time will come that people will swear this very same sahaba of mine. Nabi sallam said regarding Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, a'lamuhum bil halal wal haram, the greatest mufti of my ummah is Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, that on the day of Qiyamah all the ulama will be under the banner of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. All the ulama will be under the banner of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. Basharat after basharat, Hazrat Malik ibn Sinan radiallahu ta'ala anhu fighting in one battle, and one kafir threw an arrow at him, and it penetrated through his body, hatta atqanahu al-jaraha, and it became very serious. Nabi Pak sallam told the Sahaba ikram, udnuhu minni, bring him close to me. Sahaba ikram brought him close to Nabi Pak sallam. Fawassadahu qadamahu, Nabi Pak sallam made his Mubarak leg a pillow for him. فَمَاتَ وَخَدَّهُ عَلَىٰ قَدَمِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, I'm quoting the words of the kitab. He left this dunya and his lap was in the mubarak lap of Nabi Pak sallam. Arey Malik, tere liye bari khushkhabri ki baat hai, koi dukaan par mar raha hai, koi hawai jahaz mein mar raha hai, koi raaste par mar raha hai, koi hospital mein mar raha hai, koi dukaan ke paas mar raha hai, koi doctor ke paas mar raha hai. Arey Malik, tere liye bari khushkhabri ki baat hai ke tu dam tod raha hai aur tera sar Imamul Anbiya ki god mein hai. You are fortunate, O Malik ibn Sinan, that you leave this dunya and your head is in the lap of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were the darja, my respected elders, Allah ta'ala gave those sahaba ikram. But today, unfortunately, people are swearing the same muqaddas hastiya. What were they done for the deen of Allah, respected elders? After the demise of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the fitna of mani'in zakat took place and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stood up, he gathered all the people, Hamid Allah, he prayed, wa atna alayhi, and he glorified Allah, sa'id al-mimbar, he climbed onto the pulpit, and then he said, inna Allah ta'ala ba'ath muhammadan, wal haqq kullun shariid, wal islamu gharibun tariid, fad ratta habluhu wa qalla ahlu, fajama'ahum Allah ta'ala bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, waja'alahum al-ummat al-baqiyat al-wusta, wallahi la abra' akumu bi amri Allah, wa ujahidu fi sabiil Allah, hatta yuqtalu man qutila minna shaheedan fil jannah. والله لو منعوني عقالا مما كانوا يعطون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم أقبل معهم الشجر والمدر والجن والإنس لجاهدتهم حتى تلحق روحي بالله إن الله تعالى لم يفرق بين الصلاة والزكاة. I'm trying to explain the qurbani of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, what he has done for the deen of Allah and what darja Allah has given him. But today, respected elders, like Nabi Pak has mentioned, a time will come, people will curse my sahaba ikram, and it is in front of us, my respected elders. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gathered all the people in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he gave them such an inspiring talk, and he revived the spirit of iman in all the sahaba ikram. Even Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he shook him and he awoken him for Allahu Akbar. He told him, inna Allah ta'ala fa'atha Muhammadan, Allah said Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal haqqu kullun shariid, wal islamu gharibun tariid, Islam was foreign religion, inna Allah ta'ala, إن الدين بدأ غريبا وسيعود كما بدأ فطوبى للغرباء وهم الذين يصلحون ما أفسد الناس من بعدي من سنتي. Islam was a foreign religion. قد رث حبله, اس کی رسی کمزور تھی. The rope of Islam was weak. وقل أهله, اور اس کے ماننے والے کم تھے. And the followers were very free, very little. فجمعهم الله تعالى, Allah تعالى united them under the banner of Islam, on the platform of Iman, بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, with the effort and the قرباني of نبي پاک صلى الله عليه وسلم. By the قسم of Allah, والله لا أبرح, I will not move from the order of Allah. أقوموا بأمر الله, I will stand up and I will establish the order of Allah. وأجاهدوا في سبيل الله, and I will make jihad in the path of Allah تبارك وتعالى. By the قسم of Allah, if these people were given zakat of one rope in the path of Allah, and they refuse to give zomat zakat also, riqalan, one choti rasti, and then if it means Abu Bakr against the entire Arabian Peninsula and against the entire dunya and the insan and the jinnat all put together against Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu will fight and combat them single handed. Either the qabr of Abu Bakr will be made or the order of Allah will prevail. Ayun qasud dinu wa ana hayy, can a deficiency coming to Abu Bakr and Abu Bakr remains alive? This is impossible. لو اختطفتني الكلاب والذئاب, if the dogs have to bite me and they have to drag me, Abu Bakr can see it with his naked eye. Abu Bakr cannot see the order of Allah bin Broker. If the Azwaj Mutahharat must be dragged in the streets of Medina, Abu Bakr can see that Abu Bakr can't see the order of Allah bin Broker. I will give my life, either my qabr will be made or the order of Allah will be prevailed. A man who gave his life to such a darja, my respected elders, so much, that is why Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا نَفَعَنِي مَالُ أَحَدٍ مَا نَفَعَنِي مَالُ أَبِي بَكْرٍ. No one's wealth has benefited me so much as the wealth of Abu Bakr has benefited me. These people, respected elders, gave their lives for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the tawfiq to tread their footsteps. That is why Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ashabi kan nujum, bi'ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My sahabas are like guiding stars, whoever you will follow, Allah ta'ala will take you to Jannah. Further, Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when these 15 things will happen, فَرْتَقِبُوا عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ, then you must wait for heavy winds, رِيحًا حَمْرَى, Allah will blow heavy winds, وَزَلْزَلَةً, and earthquakes will take place in the dunya, وَخَصْفًا, and the earth will start following nations, وَمَسْخًا, and Allah will transform and disfigure nations after nations, وَقَذْفًا, and Allah will send out His azab from the heavens, وَآيَاتٍ تَتَابُعٍ, and calamities after calamities, problems after problems, difficulties after difficulties, كَنِظَامٍ قُطِعَ سِلْكُهُ فَتَتَابَعَ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, like when one tasbih is broken, and one bead after the other bead starts falling, likewise calamity after calamity will come on my ummah. One problem after the other it will come, like how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed those nations. Today, recently that paper came, respected elders, what happened in Brazil, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala disfigured them, respected elders, what guarantee we got? Today every amal of ours and every action of ours, our eating, our sleeping, our festivals, our functions, our walking, everything is earning the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Respected elders, let us sincerely get up in the darkness of the night and cry to Allah, and I'll ask Allah to save us, save our nations, save our families, and save the ummah at large. May Allah keep us on iman, take us on iman, and resurrect us with iman. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the intercession of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.